Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride It Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon. Rich Orris, your host of Ride It Home with Rich, like the man said, and I want to just wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Hopefully this, you know, the weather's great. Hopefully we have a great weekend here to look forward to, and a day off work Monday for a whole lot of us. Everyone's looking forward to that for sure. And I also wanted to throw out there, she's probably not listening, but, you know, happy birthday to my better half, my wife. Today is her birthday. If you want to know how old she is, you're going to have to come on down here and just put on the full torture. That will not be let out of the bag. But so happy birthday, Susan. I love you. And so for the show today, can't wait. I'd love to get this started today. Got everything going on. You got sighting. So we're talking sighting, more sighting. I want to go over everything kind of outside the house with your sighting, all the way around the house. So, you know, we can look at what needs to happen underneath that siding. How do you flash it? How do you wrap it? What's the best system out there to keep water, air, moisture, all that stuff out, keep the house breathing? And then we can, talk a little bit more about the colors and the types of siding and the different sidings and what's the best to use and all of that. And we can also go over, let's talk a little bit about your siding warranties. How do they hold up for you? What good are they? What should you be looking for in a warranty, in a siding product for you? So everything siding today. You can call me today with anything about your home, but obviously anything about your siding, anything about the exterior with all the rain we've had. I'm sure there's some people with some leaks and some things going on wondering how it's getting in. Call in today. We'll be here for the very next hour, 314-241-9797. Or if you're far away, 866-455-9797. So after talking about all of that and in during and in between, I'll also have my On the Road segment where just some short stories of what I see out on the road as I run around. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about a soundproofing visit that I just went on. And then, so stick around for that for sure. But also my right at home hack in the middle of the show, the importance of power washing prior to painting. Guess what? Your siding. Prior to painting your siding, why is it so important to power wash your home? So all of that for you and your questions, your thoughts, your stories, your comments, anything you have going on around your home. Once again, for the next hour, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. You can join in on the conversation and the fun today with me. So I want to start right away with out and about, out on the road, with Rich right now. I'm running around all week long looking at, remodels and issues with houses and things that are going on and, just helping people out. So I like to kind of spread some of that. And I see some interesting things, while I'm out and around, and I talk about some really interesting subjects like soundproofing. So when you, have a loud furnace that, so this particular person I went and visited with had a loud furnace. There's some things going on with the sound of the furnace and the ductwork a little bit. And then also hearing the neighbors and hearing sound come through the bathroom wall and the bedroom wall, from next door. And it's not a villa or whatever. There is a little bit of space, but the houses are fairly close together, and you can just hear a lot of what's going on outside. And so, going through the whole conversation and explaining, how hard soundproofing truly is, because there's so many different levels, and it's like, how far do you take it? And what ends up, working for someone. And so, of course, trying to go all the way, trying to go to the best product and the best system is going to give you the best results. So are you building like this radio studio that I'm standing in and you want nothing coming through it? And how much do you get into the layers and the acoustics and the panels on the wall and things like that to make it, actually soundproof? Or is there a happy medium that works out for you in between that can help with the cost and everything too? So in looking at soundproofing, I'm kind of explaining, you got to take that drywall off that wall and you got to insulate it well with a good, soundproof insulation. And then you basically put a sound board, so it's not a drywall type yet, but just a board, kind of a foam board that helps combat that sound. And then on top of that, you can put two layers of soundproof drywall. And what they recommend is there's some adhesive, kind of like a siliconized type sound adhesive that you put between those layers that basically helps reduce the vibration as it's coming through the wall. And then when you get to that last layer of drywall, it removes a little bit of that vibration out of it, so it's not letting as much through. And when you get to ceilings, you can also, and you could do it on the wall too, but think about what you're trying to accomplish is not letting vibrations. If vibrations hit your siding and it goes through the siding, through the sheeting, through a 2x4 and onto the drywall, it's transmitting that sound through very well. And temperature does the same thing with connectivity like that. So this can even help, a little bit with temperature, but there's something called a C channel that you can put on, and you space that out every, 16 inches or 2 feet, and it attaches to your soundboard, and then it creates a half inch airspace in your drywall. Then your soundproof drywall connects to it, reducing even more. So the more separation you can have, the better you're going to have with that soundproofing. course, you're gonna be losing an inch and a half, 2 inches of space off of this wall, off this room, you know, to do so. So in the bathroom, we're talking about tearing the shower out to get behind that, get that whole system in, and now you've got a shower remodel, and your shower gets 2 inches smaller, which he was fine with, but, you know, all this work. And then in the basement, we're talking with that system, we kind of came more to a conclusion of maybe moving the system further down and running some new ductwork would be just as effective in making some changes in the ductwork to remove some of the connectivity with the cold air return. You know, don't connect it to the floor joist, but actually put it in an actual piece of ductwork that stands alone and connects a lot less often. That's not done commonly with cold air returns, but it can help minimize that sound radiating through, you know, just connecting from the basement ceiling to the floor of the bedroom. So kind of started going in a direction of that, is maybe getting that unit somewhere else and doing some ductwork fixes to not have to do all of that system, you know, in the basement. And it's hard to do with everything, you know, punching through it and ductwork running behind it, and you'll still get sound on the wrong side of it. So in moving into siding, we're going to get into our first break here, but, you know, thinking about soundproofing, we'll think about insulated vinyl siding, and maybe that kind of helps that wall from the outside. So there's different levels of different things that you could do to really get there. So we are going to take our first break. If you have any soundproofing stories, comments, questions, anything you need to know, call in. We'd be happy to help you out. We'll be right back.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Happy Independence Day to everybody out there. I saw the parade outside driving in and some of that getting going and everything downtown. So what a beautiful, you know, weather we're having. Hopefully a really great weekend. But hey, speaking of calling in and the calls. Yes, if you have any questions, please do so. And right now we have Brenda on the line and has a question about some kitchen backsplash, I think. Brenda, hey, are you with us?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hey, thank you for calling in. What do you have going on with your backsplash?
Well, I have all the tile, but I don't have anyone to install it, and I haven't had good experiences with when I got a local painter through Home Advisor. So I'm having, I just don't know where to begin to find somebody.
Gotcha. Yeah. And it's going to be even harder today too, because how much work is out there, the backlog, when you find somebody good, and there's some good, you know, tile installers and things like that out there for sure, no question, they are going to be very busy, and it's just going to be a backlog of waiting for them to get you the price and then to get to doing the work. So everything's just taking time and kind of slower now, but yes, you got to be very careful with like Home Advisor and some of those services, because you know they say they do all this great stuff for you, but they're not perfect, and they definitely, there's been stories of bad contractors getting through the cracks, and you know, people that have been convicted of stuff being the workers and they didn't get a good enough background check. And so I always recommend that, you know, people do their own homework, do a lot of your own homework. So you could start with the Better Business Bureau and see if they have, you know, a list or a few, you know, tile installers that are a part of the Better Business Bureau that has a grade and are kind of being monitored with them. It doesn't mean that they're just kind of like the Home Advisor. Even with the Better Business Bureau, it doesn't mean they're great. It doesn't mean they're perfect. It just means that they're doing the right thing right then. So still do your own checking and your own research. And what I usually recommend people do, Brenda, is when you talk to somebody about putting the tile in, and if you know it sounds good and all of that stuff, look up either the owner of the company and or the person that you're talking to on casenet.com and see if you can find out anything about the people in the organization, because it is very easy to change the name of a company, start a new company, go to the Better Business Bureau or somebody like that and be like, hey, I got this company. I want to be a member. I'll pay this a little bit. Let's do this stuff. And now I've been here 16 months and I have an A+ rating. Well, you know, so that means they haven't had a complaint in 16 months, but they really could have had a horrible, horrible track record or history prior to that. And they're just rejuvenating, restarting over. And a lot of companies go out of business every 5 to 7 years and then restart under a different name. So yeah, that's kind of what I would recommend, is start with, you know, like the internet search, the yellow pages, check the Better Business Bureau on them, and then start checking people's background as you talk to them. So does that sound like good information that might help you out?
Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling. Definitely a very common and a great question that I think people need to be asking themselves, really, is, you know, how do you find these people? What are you looking for? You know, do the research on that too. When I'm looking for a remodeler or a tile person or a deck builder, what should I be asking? What should I be thinking about? Because it is very, very important to do that and to really check into, you know, what's going on with not just companies, but the people in the companies. And I can tell you firsthand, I had a client quite a few years back that was talking with another company, and we had done work for them before, and they started having conversations with this company, and they asked me, because they trusted me as an advisor, that, you know, they said, just they basically said, look at this company and kind of tell me when you come back, what do you think the real difference is? So what I did was I researched the people in the company and the person running that company. And what I ended up coming up with was the person running that company had pretty much been kicked out of about four different states, had been sued by everybody and their brother, had several businesses fail one after the other, at least like four from four different states. And the concrete company that we use here at Mosby Building Arts, we've been using for a good 15 years or better, something like that. They were actually currently in a lawsuit against this person because they did work for him and he was not paying them. So I called the concrete company, started asking him. I'm like, oh, Larry, you know what? What can you tell me about this? And oh, yeah, all this stuff came out. And of course, it was a company that had been in business for like 10 years and it had an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. But you know, there's like this track history with this person that could be catastrophic. And that opened some eyes up really well. So we're going to get back to the phones again. Let's get Steve on the line here and see what you have going on. Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I listen to you all the time. My second time calling. I have a comment and a question, if you have time.
Yes.
What I wanted to do was expand on your really good points that you made with the lady about the kitchen backsplash. I'm a 25-year retired tile setter, and I'm a union tile setter, and that's a good place to start.
Oh,
because
yes.
They're very well trained. They do extensive background checks on us, drug tests on us, and I would pick a company, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name, but they're actually an advertiser on your radio, on your station, and they support your traffic. I'll just leave it at that, but
yeah,
that would
sure.
be a good place to start. And somebody that's been in business, like you said, for quite some time. But I would really go with a union contractor simply because they're better trained people. And then I have a question for you, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, because I know you don't have a crystal ball, but do you see, I called you before on lumber on a roofing question, and we're still trying to pick a time when we can build our house, but do you see anything in your crystal ball that shows where lumber prices might actually be starting to come down a little bit, or is it just too hard to predict?
Well, it is very hard to predict, but they have come down. They are less today than they were, you know, a month ago or whatever, just a little bit.
Right.
Not tremendously,
right.
But yes, they have started coming down. I believe that they will continue to come down, may not be right away, maybe, you know, next year when things clear up. They're going to get, you know, once they get the whole supply and demand chain thing worked out, you know, the prices are going to come back down. The problem with that is, and what I'm kind of advising people is, what's going to happen is the labor increases, all these other. So if it comes down in a year and a half, everything else is going to come up enough to where it's still going to be the same cost in the end. You know what
right.
I mean? So
right.
yeah, that's what I would kind of predict for that. But hey, Steve, I love the union option and I appreciate the call. I think it's great. Second time caller. I appreciate that. We got to get into our middle break here. So I got to get running, but, for everybody else and for you, Steve, stay tuned because I will have my Right at Home hack right after this.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home hack.
All right, here we go. Got my Right at Home hack here for everybody. So the question today is, do you have to power wash your home before painting it? Well, you know, sometimes people are just in a hurry to paint their home or they're tempted to skip you know, washing the exterior before they paint. Or sometimes you look at it and you just don't realize, you know, how critical it is to do that. And it doesn't, maybe it doesn't look that dirty to you. Maybe you're just like, well, it looks fine. I mean, it's rained and stuff. It's washed off. Don't worry about it. But it's so critical, you know, to getting a good lasting paint job. You know, washing your home is crucial to ensure that you get a good, even paint job. So pressure washing prior to painting, you know, is a chance to remove all the dirt, the debris, the cobwebs before painting it. It's so important to wash that house and so that that new coat really has its best chance to bond with the undercoat and really stick to it well. So, you know, and another advantage of using a pressure washer to clean your house is, of course, the pressure is going to get more off of there, but the ability to reach places that you're not going to reach with a garden hose or just trying to get up on a ladder and stuff like that, you can get extensions and get up high and hit the soffits and everything and clean everything off prior to getting that coat on. So remember my personal theory here, right? Everything is as good as its base. So have a good base. Do the proper thing prior to painting the outside of your house. You absolutely will not regret it. So if you want to hear this hack or any other of my weekly hacks, again, you can find them all on my social media pages, Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter. So I'm going to get off Facebook here and get back to the regular show here, 97.1. You're looking for people to call in. We're had a couple calls so far. Steve had a great point for Brenda that, and this is why I love the community and all the people too, because it's hard to think of everything, but yes, you know, check the union. That's a great place to look, you know, because same thing like at Mosby, drug tested, background checked, you know, at least you know you're getting into some integrity and some forethought, you know, prior to just anybody that's, you know, done some tile before or quite frankly, anybody that says they have or says they can. You know, have you installed tile before? If the answer is yes, it could be one time, it could be 1,000, it could be 30 years experience, it could be 10 days experience. How do you really know if you don't research more and check deeper into it? So talking about, you know, research and education and things like that. So here at Mosby, we do a lot of things like that. We love this education deal. We love having clients that, you know, understand what they're getting, educated clients that know what's going to happen. So we do these webinars all the time. The next upcoming kitchen webinar, we have 10 steps to a successful kitchen remodel. So if you're thinking about a kitchen down the road, if you just like good information, whether you're going to DIY some of it or whether you're just looking to figure out, you know, like Brenda was, how do I find somebody good? Well, tune in on July 21st at 11:30 a.m. You can go to mosbybuildingarts.com/seminars to check out the information, get registered so we know kind of how many people will be viewing in and everything and get all the information for it and tune in and get the information on your kitchen. You want that to be successful, especially the room that, you know, once you tear that thing apart, you got to get it back together. You don't, you know, you're going to be eating out. You don't want long timelines. You don't want issues going on. You don't want delays, things like that. So you can find all that information right here from Mosby Building Arts in our webinar, July 21st at 11:30 a.m. So I want to get back here into some of this siting day, and definitely the thing that I talk about a lot, and I talk about it with, you know, most different types of products. It is important to understand the product and to know what you're going to get out of it, but installation is so important, even to siding and to any product, windows, all the stuff you have said for years, you can put in the best products in the world. If you do it incorrectly, not well, or in a manner that causes problems down the road, it really doesn't matter how high you bought up that food chain. You just haven't really gotten the value of what you deserve out of that product, you know, through the installer. So when you look at siding your house, you know, what's the first thing we do? What's the first thing that needs to happen? Well, the existing siding on the home needs to come off. You need to get down to the sheeting of the home, get down to the plywood, whatever that surface is, so that you can now install a house wrap drainage plane, you know, layer over that house. When we do this here at Mosby Building Arts and we put the flashing tapes in the right places around the windows and we do the counter flashings where there's transitions of, you know, siding meeting brick and stone and different things like that, the windows, the doors, you know, when you look at buying, you know, you look at purchasing just a door to replace, generally there's a big sticker on the door that says this product requires flashing at the top of it in order to maintain its product warranty. Because if, you know, when water, I shouldn't even say if, when water gets behind your siding, it's going to go inside the framing, it's going to get around that door, that window, and it's going to ruin the integrity of it. And, you know, those manufacturers are quite frankly probably tired of coming out to houses that aren't flashed right and having door or window issues and saying, this is not our problem. You know, it's, they're letting air in, they're letting water in, all this stuff. So we can wrap this house first, basically in a manner that even if you didn't side for 12 months, your house would not leak in the event of rain, rainstorms, wind-driven rains, or anything of that nature. So, you know, and you hear that a lot too, where everybody's like, well, it doesn't leak all the time. Well, wind-driven rains is what really gets that rain inside of that siding, inside of the J channel around vinyl siding, you know, getting in the cracks and the crevices, or if, you know, caulk starts to separate or come undone, how often are you really examining and looking? So even on, you know, different cement-based sidings or wood siding, you can start getting, you know, that water and everything behind there. So that protection underneath is the utmost importance, absolutely. So it keeps that water out of the house. The other thing that it does is it allows the home to breathe. So it basically, it allows the water vapor, moisture vapor that can get inside the walls to come out through that system towards the outside of the home. Because, you know, air, moisture, all that stuff moves, you know, in one direction. It kind of moves from cold to hot. And basically what happens here in St. Louis, and the reason we've eliminated vapor barriers. So, you know, someone might ask, well, what if I just put a vapor barrier on the outside of the home? What if I locked it in where, you know, even the moisture vapor can't move? Well, then you could trap that inside the wall. So you need it to shed off the water from the outside, but breathe from the inside, because a moisture, basically an actual moisture vapor barrier, is only effective when you install it on the warm side of a wall, which is perfect in St. Louis for right now and for summer, but not so perfect for winter. So there's really no good place or no good time to have that. So we've eliminated that completely from our system. So now we have...
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. Got my Right at Home Hack here for everybody. So the question today is, do you have to power wash your home before painting it? Well, you know, sometimes people are just in a hurry to paint their home, or they're tempted to skip, you know, washing the exterior before they paint. Or sometimes you look at it and you just don't realize, you know, how critical it is to do that. And it doesn't, maybe it doesn't look that dirty to you. Maybe you're just like, well, it looks fine. I mean, it's rained and stuff, it's washed off, don't worry about it. But it's so critical, you know, to getting a good lasting paint job. You know, washing your home is crucial to ensure that you get a good, even paint job. So pressure washing prior to painting, you know, is a chance to remove all the dirt, the debris, the cobwebs before painting it. It's so important to wash that house and so that that new coat really has its best chance to bond with the undercoat and really stick to it well. So, you know, and another advantage of using a pressure washer to clean your house is, of course, the pressure is going to get more off of there, but the ability to reach places that you're not going to reach with a garden hose or just trying to get up on a ladder and stuff like that, you can get extensions and get up high and hit the soffits and everything and clean everything off prior to getting that coat on. So remember my personal theory here, right? Everything is as good as its base. So have a good base. Do the proper thing prior to painting the outside of your house. You absolutely will not regret it. So if you want to hear this hack or any other of my weekly hacks, again, you can find them all on my social media pages, Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter. So I'm going to get off Facebook here and get back to the regular show here, 97.1. You're looking for people to call in. We're had a couple calls so far. Steve had a great point for Brenda that, and this is why I love the community and all the people too, because it's hard to think of everything, but yes, you know, check the union. That's a great place to look, you know, because same thing like at Mosby, drug tested, background checked, you know, at least you know you're getting into some integrity and some forethought, you know, prior to just anybody that's, you know, done some tile before or quite frankly, anybody that says they have or says they can. You know, have you installed tile before? If the answer is yes, it could be one time, it could be 1,000, it could be 30 years experience, it could be 10 days experience. How do you really know if you don't research more and check deeper into it? So talking about, you know, research and education and things like that. So here at Mosby, we do a lot of things like that. We love this education deal. We love having clients that, you know, understand what they're getting, educated clients that know what's going to happen. So we do these webinars all the time. The next upcoming kitchen webinar, we have 10 steps to a successful kitchen remodel. So if you're thinking about a kitchen down the road, if you just like good information, whether you're going to DIY some of it or whether you're just looking to figure out, you know, like Brenda was, how do I find somebody good? Well, tune in on July 21st at 11:30 a.m. You can go to mosbybuildingarts.com/seminars to check out the information, get registered so we know kind of how many people will be viewing in and everything and get all the information for it and tune in and get the information on your kitchen. You want that to be successful, especially the room that, you know, once you tear that thing apart, you got to get it back together. You don't, you know, you're going to be eating out. You don't want long timelines. You don't want issues going on. You don't want delays, things like that. So you can find all that information right here from Mosby Building Arts in our webinar, July 21st at 11:30 a.m. So I want to get back here into some of this siting day, and definitely the thing that I talk about a lot, and I talk about it with, you know, most different types of products. It is important to understand the product and to know what you're going to get out of it, but installation is so important, even to siding and to any product, windows, all the stuff you have said for years, you can put in the best products in the world. If you do it incorrectly, not well, or in a manner that causes problems down the road, it really doesn't matter how high you bought up that food chain. You just haven't really gotten the value of what you deserve out of that product, you know, through the installer. So when you look at siding your house, you know, what's the first thing we do? What's the first thing that needs to happen? Well, the existing siding on the home needs to come off. You need to get down to the sheeting of the home, get down to the plywood, whatever that surface is, so that you can now install a house wrap drainage plane, you know, layer over that house. When we do this here at Mosby Building Arts and we put the flashing tapes in the right places around the windows and we do the counter flashings where there's transitions of, you know, siding meeting brick and stone and different things like that, the windows, the doors, you know, when you look at buying, you know, you look at purchasing just a door to replace, generally there's a big sticker on the door that says this product requires flashing at the top of it in order to maintain its product warranty. Because if, you know, when water, I shouldn't even say if, when water gets behind your siding, it's going to go inside the framing, it's going to get around that door, that window, and it's going to ruin the integrity of it. And, you know, those manufacturers are quite frankly probably tired of coming out to houses that aren't flashed right and having door or window issues and saying, this is not our problem. You know, it's, they're letting air in, they're letting water in, all this stuff. So we can wrap this house first, basically in a manner that even if you didn't side for 12 months, your house would not leak in the event of rain, rainstorms, wind-driven rains, or anything of that nature. So, you know, and you hear that a lot too, where everybody's like, well, it doesn't leak all the time. Well, wind-driven rains is what really gets that rain inside of that siding, inside of the J channel around vinyl siding, you know, getting in the cracks and the crevices, or if, you know, caulk starts to separate or come undone, how often are you really examining and looking? So even on, you know, different cement-based sidings or wood siding, you can start getting, you know, that water and everything behind there. So that protection underneath is the utmost importance, absolutely. So it keeps that water out of the house. The other thing that it does is it allows the home to breathe. So it basically, it allows the water vapor, moisture vapor that can get inside the walls to come out through that system towards the outside of the home. Because, you know, air, moisture, all that stuff moves, you know, in one direction. It kind of moves from cold to hot. And basically what happens here in St. Louis, and the reason we've eliminated vapor barriers, so, you know, someone might ask, well, what if I just put a vapor barrier on the outside of the home? What if I locked it in where, you know, even the moisture vapor can't move? Well, then you could trap that inside the wall. So you need it to shed off the water from the outside, but breathe from the inside, because a moisture, basically an actual moisture vapor barrier, is only effective when you install it on the warm side of a wall, which is perfect in St. Louis for right now and for summer, but not so perfect for winter. So there's really no good place or no good time to have that. So we've eliminated that completely from our system. So now we have this house wrap system that can actually breathe and let that moisture vapor out. It'll stop air from coming in when wind's blowing, and it'll stop water from coming in when it's running behind the siding, and it will drain it off when done properly where it needs to go. Now we look at, think about new construction for a minute. So everything you're seeing now on new construction that they're doing up front is this new, it's a green colored, you know, like a green board zip system that is actually the waterproofing membrane system and the plywood all in one put together. And I'll tell you, this is the thing that worries me about that product. Not that this product could not be installed properly and you could have a very good, dried in, very protective house. Note the words I just said, installed properly. I look at these houses, not many of these houses, are they installed properly or the best way possible? They're not doing all of the steps. So when they put a flashing tape over a seam in two pieces of plywood, they have to roll that with a roller and apply pressure and really get that to stick really well. And imagine if you put a tape over two pieces of plywood. If water started getting there and it started running down, what's going to happen after the first year or the second year or the third year? So it really will only last the length of that warranty that they say it will if installed properly. And this Zip system is going to have the same issues as the doors and the windows and everything else. They're going to be out looking at these houses with leaks saying, well, they didn't install it correctly. They didn't do the right stuff. And another thing they don't do is they use nail guns, and they're blowing these nails too far into that plywood sheeting. It's breaking the surface of that green, and it's a quarter or an eighth of an inch into the plywood, and that right there is a spot to leak. So as water comes down, so now they're saying you need to put this urethane sealant over every single nail as you do that. So all of a sudden, to us, this house wrap system just makes so much more sense to have that on there and to be able to put that, you know, over everything. And I guarantee a lot of these Zip system new houses, new room additions and stuff, in the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to be stripping siding because of leaks, and we're going to be covering that system with a permeable house wrap like that that will let it breathe and let the water shed off and not let it get to that surface anymore. So I got to get into my final break here. If you have anything for me right here in the end, last segment, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back after this. All right, we are back. Independence Day weekend and siding day for Right at Home with Rich. And, you know, we did this really interesting poll on Facebook on our Mosby Building Arts page. And we basically took, you know, a house, a rendering of the front of a house, and we changed the siding color to four different colors. And then we just asked everybody, hey, if this was your house, what siding color would you choose? And it was very interesting. And so we did green, blue, gray, and red, which some people were like, red? A couple of people didn't even want to do red. And we kind of said, no, red's a really bold, good, interesting color for, you know, on a house. It can really, so they went ahead and did red. And just kind of polled everybody, and we got some really interesting results, and we got some really interesting comments on this too, which I thought was really kind of helps explains, you know, people's thinking and why I'm always advising and trying to maybe change some of this thinking too. 'Cause people say stuff like, you know, one of the comments was they do blue or gray because red doesn't appeal to a lot of people and green doesn't stand out. And I'm like, doesn't appeal to a lot of people. Well, does it appeal to you? You know, 'cause it may, you know, and one of my favorites that I'm always talking to people about, this comment actually said gray for resale value. They actually prefer green, but would ask a realtor which is more likely to sell when they go to sell their house, which is definitely a good question if you're in the market to sell your house. And I can tell everybody firsthand, you can't always think of that, especially if you want to enjoy it or if you're going to live there for quite a while also. We had another gray, another blue. They said they would go with blue because but they're afraid that it would fade over the years, so they would probably switch to gray. So they would pick a color that they may not even favor because of, you know, fade, which darker colors do tend to fade a little bit faster than the others. But, you know, sidings come a long way, and they do really not fade as quickly on vinyl siding and that, and they can really make it better for you on some of those darker colors. So I love those darker, bolder colors, and it really makes the house stand out. But here's where it really gets pretty interesting, because so looking at the actual results in percentages, 48%, so almost half said blue, 24% said gray, but 22% said red. So up there, pretty much even with the gray, was the red. And it really did, you know, look really good, you know, in that red color on the photo for sure. I thought it was very appealing. Green, 6%. So not a lot of people favoring the green on that. But, you know, it was a fun thing to do, and it's great to hear, you know, comments and stuff from a bunch of different people. But, you know, I urge people that when you're looking at the siding and the different types of siding, you know, really think about the warranty, check into the warranty, read about that warranty, know and understand it, and what the results are, you know, of the actual warranty itself. Also, I would definitely say, think about your future in the home. You know, if you're selling this home in a couple years and you're trying to just get it better and make it ready for sale and stuff like that, then yes, talk to the real estate agents, pick something neutral that a lot of people are going to like, things like that. But I'm telling you right now, not everybody, you know, likes all that stuff. So even if you pick blue, you're still only appealing to 48% of the people, right? So, you know, if you loved red and you thought it looked great and you were going to live there for the next 10 years and you wanted to pull up to your house and be like, gosh, I'm so glad I did this. This looks so gorgeous. And what might happen is that 10 years from now, you might have to sell that to one of those 22% people that like the red, but they're still there. They still exist. So it's not like it wouldn't sell, or, you know, you'd have an easier, you know, maybe quicker or better chance of, you know, hitting that right person with the blue 48%. But, you know, years ago, I was looking at a house and it was a little bit out of our price range and we really, really liked it. And we liked the cul-de-sac that it was on. Matter of fact, when we looked at the house, there's a bunch of kids playing kickball in the cul-de-sac, and we had young children at the time, and they actually hit our car with the ball, and the parents were like freaking out, like apologizing, and we were like, hey, you know what, it's cool, because we would just be playing kickball with you if we lived in this house. But it was so we kind of monitored the house and thought, well, let's just keep our eye on it and see what happens, and maybe if the price starts to come down some or something, we can maybe consider, you know, stretching our budget and maybe consider getting into it. Well, it went off the market and then it came back on the market a few months later at the exact same price. And the change was they put granite countertops in. Well, guess what? I did not buy that house. I would rather pick my own granite. What if I didn't even like that granite? They had a person hoping that they would lower it, the cost of the granite, and they didn't. And so, yeah, eventually I'm sure it price sold. We kind of took our eye off of it and said, well, they're never going to lower that, so we're good and done with it. But, you know, so there's all these scenarios out there for everybody. And you know, so my theory, do what you want, do what makes you happy, stay a long time, and you'll really like it and you'll really love it. And, you know, have myself, have Mosby come out and take a look at it and take care of things for you. You can reach us at 314-909-1800. Everybody be good out there, and I will talk to everybody next Saturday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, we are back. Independence Day weekend and siding day for Right at Home with Rich. And, you know, we did this really interesting poll on Facebook on our Mosby Building Arts page. And we basically took, you know, a house, a rendering of the front of a house, and we changed the siding color to four different colors. And then we just asked everybody, hey, if this was your house, what siding color would you choose? And it was very interesting. And so we did green, blue, gray, and red, which some people were like, red? A couple of people didn't even want to do red, and we kind of said, no, red's a really bold, good, interesting color for, you know, on a house. It can really, so they went ahead and did red, and just kind of polled everybody, and we got some really interesting results, and we got some really interesting comments on this too, which I thought was really kind of helps explains, you know, people's thinking and why I'm always advising and trying to maybe change some of this thinking too. Because people say stuff like, you know, one of the comments was they do blue or gray because red doesn't appeal to a lot of people and green doesn't stand out. And I'm like, doesn't appeal to a lot of people. Does it appeal to you? You know, because it may, you know, and one of my favorites that I'm always talking to people about, this comment actually said gray for resale value. They actually prefer green, but would ask a realtor which is more likely to sell when they go to sell their house, which is definitely a good question if you're in the market to sell your house. And I can tell everybody firsthand, you can't always think of that, especially if you want to enjoy it or if you're going to live there for quite a while also. We had another gray, another blue. They said they would go with blue because but they're afraid that it would fade over the years, so they would probably switch to gray. So they would pick a color that they may not even favor because of, you know, fade, which darker colors do tend to fade a little bit faster than the others. But, you know, sidings come a long way, and they do really not fade as quickly on vinyl siding and that, and they can really make it better for you on some of those darker colors. So I love those darker, bolder colors, and it really makes the house stand out. But here's where it really gets pretty interesting, because so looking at the actual results in percentages, 48%, so almost half said blue, 24% said gray, but 22% said red. So up there, pretty much even with the gray, was the red. And it really did, you know, look really good, you know, in that red color on the photo, for sure. I thought it was very appealing. Green, 6%. So not a lot of people favoring the green on that. But, you know, it was a fun thing to do, and it's great to hear, you know, comments and stuff from a bunch of different people. But, you know, I urge people that when you're looking at the siding and the different types of siding, you know, really think about the warranty, check into the warranty, read about that warranty, know and understand it, and what the results are, you know, of the actual warranty itself. Also, I would definitely say, think about your future in the home. You know, if you're selling this home in a couple years, and you're trying to just get it better and make it ready for sale and stuff like that, then yes, talk to the real estate agents, pick something neutral that a lot of people are going to like, things like that. But I'm telling you right now, not everybody, you know, likes all that stuff. So even if you pick blue, you're still only appealing to 48% of the people, right? So, you know, if you loved red, and you thought it looked great, and you were going to live there for the next 10 years, and you wanted to pull up to your house and be like, gosh, I'm so glad I did this. This looks so gorgeous. And what might happen is that 10 years from now, you might have to sell that to one of those 22% people that like the red, but they're still there. They still exist. So it's not like it wouldn't sell, or, you know, you'd have an easier, you know, maybe quicker or better chance of, you know, hitting that right person with the blue 48%. But, you know, years ago, I was looking at a house, and it was a little bit out of our price range, and we really, really liked it. And we liked the cul-de-sac that it was on. Matter of fact, when we looked at the house, there's a bunch of kids playing kickball in the cul-de-sac, and we had young children at the time, and they actually hit our car with the ball, and the parents were like freaking out, like apologizing. And we were like, hey, you know what? It's cool, because we would just be playing kickball with you if we lived in this house. But it was so we kind of monitored the house and thought, well, let's just keep our eye on it and see what happens. And maybe if the price starts to come down some or something, we can maybe consider, you know, stretching our budget and maybe consider getting into it. Well, it went off the market, and then it came back on the market few months later at the exact same price. And the change was they put granite countertops in. Well, guess what? I did not buy that house. I would rather pick my own granite. What if I didn't even like that granite? They had a person hoping that they would lower it, the cost of the granite, and they didn't. And so, yeah, eventually I'm sure it price sold. We kind of took our eye off of it and said, well, they're never going to lower that, so we're good and done with it. But, you know, so there's all these scenarios out there for everybody. And you know, so my theory, do what you want. Do what makes you happy. Stay a long time, and you'll really like it, and you'll really love it. And, you know, have myself, have Mosby come out and take a look at it and take care of things for you. You can reach us at 314-909-1800. Everybody be good out there, and I will talk to everybody next Saturday.
Get more at 971talk.com.